Amen, amen. Before we get started tonight, I need to ask if there are any questions at all. Anybody's got any questions? No. Okay. All right. I always like to make announcements in the beginning, just in case I forget or something slips my mind. When I look back at my notes, it seemed that when the semester began, we started like the latter half of chapter 5. Anybody remember that? I see a nod. The latter half of chapter 5. So your exam will come from the latter part of chapter 5 to chapter 7. Chapter 7 is the chapter that we're now studying, where he's talking about the kinds of prayer. Remember? Yes. Unfortunately, we only made it to number 3. Amen. And he talked about 12. And we know that the first and the 12th, they're the same. He's talking about the prayer of praise and worship. I would like to take this opportunity to let you know how much I appreciate you as a class, as well as the online students. In teaching this class, I never felt any ill will from anyone. And I want you to know I said, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. The questions and the comments from you online students were appreciated. Thank you for being patient with me and the technology. It took me a little while to catch on to you know, how to construct the questions for the quiz and how to construct the questions for the exam. And sometimes I knew in my head what I was looking for, but I didn't always say it the right way. And the online students were very, very patient and kind, you know, when they made their little comments, you know, about some of the questions. And, you know, and I had to say a couple times, well, yeah, that was confusing. That, you know, you could have looked at it that way. And it did help me when it came to the exam. It helped me to rephrase the question to make it more simple. So to the online students, I appreciate you also. This has been a very, very rewarding experience for me. If anybody had said I'd be doing this a year or two ago, you know, I would have said, you know, no way, who, not me, you know, all of that, because it never even occurred to me. But God is faithful. Amen. He is so faithful. I am so thankful to him. I'm so thankful to the Holy Spirit and to the Lord Jesus. Amen. I could not do this by myself. I've learned to depend on him and to look to him and to trust him. I remind myself every week that you are his people, and that I am here to share with you what he wants you to know about prayer. And all I have to do is pray and hear and be obedient to say to you what he's telling me to say to you. Amen. And it's been easy. Amen. It's really been easy. But I do think about y'all. This morning, you know, doing my devotion, there were a couple things that came to mind. You know, this is the last class. I'll share with you what our apostle has shared with us. When you pray, always keep a pad and a pen. Always. Always keep a pad and a pen. I know that there may be some seasoned intercessors in here. I know that there are seasoned intercessors among the online students. But for the sake of those who may not be as seasoned, you need to know that God is going to be speaking to you. And you don't want to let it slip, and you don't want to lose it. I can't tell you how many things I've lost that he's spoken to me thinking I'm going to remember. You know, oh, I'm going to remember. And then you never, it just, I mean, the enemy is there to make sure. You know, he's there to catch it away from you so that you will not be able to retain it. And it could have been the word that was going to lead you to your breakthrough. So always keep a pen and a pad. I don't care what time of day. I don't care what time of night. And as he begins to speak to you, write it down. Because you got to know, you know, we've all learned some things, you know, in this class. And so you may not be where you want to be in your prayer life, but I know that nobody here is where they were before you came to this class. Amen. I know I'm not. I know you're not. And so God is going to begin to speak to you. And so as he speaks, write it down. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand, help you to, to not just to understand, but what are you saying to me? What's the instruction? Amen. And then as you prepare for your test, I want y'all to turn to John. And we're going to pray, by the way. Don't worry about that. We're going to pray. Amen. Turn to John 14. I tell y'all, I was thinking about y'all. As you're studying, well, we're going to read the scripture first, and because I got a couple things to tell you about that. John 14, look at verse 26. Look, she said, that's it. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." And look at this. This is what I was thinking about, y'all. "And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Okay? So as you're studying for these tests, look at that scripture. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit to bring all things to your remembrance. But I want you to know, you got to get a Holy Spirit something to work with now. You got to read. You got to study, you know. If it's not there, you know, what are you going to bring to your remembrance, okay? So give him something to work with. And then look at that scripture and begin to pray that scripture. You know, even while you're taking the test, you know, you don't have to get loud with it. You know, just pray under your breath. And I promise you, he will bring everything that has been taught to your remembrance. He will remind you and he will help you. Okay, sometimes we want to get intimidated, you know, by tests. Don't be intimidated by tests. Man, you got the greater one living on the inside of you. He knows everything. Amen? So just trust him. Just trust him. I thought what we might do would be just to review, if that's okay with y'all. Y'all want to just review? I peeped over into chapter 8. And I said, it is no way I can finish chapter 7, let alone go into chapter 8. But I did see something that I thought was very, very important. Chapter 8, I was talking about fasting and prayer. And I know a lot of times, a lot of people have questions about fasting and about prayer. There's only one statement that I want to make out of there. And I wrote it down. Let me find it. Okay. Your author said, "Fasting and prayer is a powerful tool in the hands of believers, but it does not change God." Amen? You know, a lot of times people fast thinking that if I fast, you know, I'm going to change God. You know, no, it does not change God. Your author says it changes you. Amen? So that's the only statement we're gonna look at out of there. So when you know, and I do encourage y'all, you know, you're gonna have time off, read this book. You know, if you haven't read it, read this book. There's a lot of things in here that are really, really good. Some you have to put on a shelf. Remember when I was talking about the spousal thing, you know, it's like I had to put that on the shelf. But amen, read the book. And it's a pretty good chapter on fasting and prayer. But again, it's a powerful tool in the hands of a believer, but it does not change God. You don't fast to change God. What you're going to do, fasting is going to change you. Yes, ma'am.
Can you repeat what
Okay, fasting and prayer, it's a powerful tool in the hands of the believer. And this is in your book. But it does not change God. It changes you. Okay? And that's from chapter 8. You know, that was the only thing that I just wanted to share with you from that chapter, because I was looking through it. And then there's the other one about, you know, praying for your family. Read that. In chapter 5, you will remember that we ended talking about, let me get my little book here. I think that was how to develop a constant prayer life. Yeah, you know, and we had already covered like discipline and perseverance and commitment and all of those things. And we talked about a breakthrough. And then we talked about hindrances or obstacles to stand in the way of our breakthrough. And it's like, well, how do you know when a breakthrough is evident? And remember, we were talking about a song in the spirit, a smile in the spirit, inner peace, inner witness. And then from there, we went to prayer obstacles. What are some of the things that's blocking our prayer? Our author told us that we do not ask, or we ask for the wrong thing. And we studied some things about that. And then, yeah, remember the spousal abuse thing? Yeah, it was interesting to me that, you know, when it came to the woman, he says it was rebellion. Remember that? That was heavy for me. But then when it came to the man who mistreats his wife, he just called it a form of disobedience. So you've got rebellion and disobedience. But I mean, that's our author. Amen. Don't be smiling. I see you smiling over there. Then we, skepticism and doubt, remember? And I think we talked about that a lot. And then unforgiveness. Remember, we spent a lot of time talking about that. And what happens when we don't forgive? All right. And then we began how to pray, because that was chapter 6. The obstacles, how to pray for 1 hour using different types of prayer. We spent a lot of time on the prayer of praise and worship, and we even practiced. Amen? We practiced the prayer of praise and worship. And then, let's see. Okay, we looked at biblical ways on how to praise God. We talked about singing, shouting, laughing, thanksgiving, bowing down, kneeling down, and applauding and dancing and raising our hands, talking and singing in tongues. And then we're talking about even the instruments. You know, all of these are biblical ways to praise and to worship God. Let's see, hold on here. We looked at some principles. And we said God's presence, when we get in the presence of God, it brings joy, peace and rest, assurance and deliverance. It changes your circumstances and gives you the victory over Satan. We looked at the prayer of petition. Now, the main thing I wanted you to remember about the prayer of petition, that this is you going to God on behalf of yourself. Okay, it's you just think of your own personal need. And we commented that it was so short. You know, of everything that he was talking about prayer, it seemed that prayer of petition or supplication was only like three paragraphs. Amen? And, you know, we just concluded that, you know, maybe the emphasis shouldn't always be on us. Amen? That we should be more concerned about praying for others and other things. And then we talked about the prayer of intercession, and I think that's where we left off. The prayer of intercession is the prayer that you pray on the behalf of others. Always remember Ezekiel 22 and 30. And he says, you know, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. You know, but then he ends by saying, but I found none. But we're changing that. Amen? We are changing that. That's not going to happen with us. We're going to be the ones who are going to be willing to pray for others. And he goes into a lot of detail. The prayer of intercession is where he begins to talk about praying in the Spirit. I shared some things with you about what he said were some of the benefits, but then I also read some of the benefits as given by our apostle. And it was a much more exhaustive list. And remember, I gave the assignment February the 4th, and that message was also talking about the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Again, I would tell y'all, if you're not filled with the Spirit or if you're having problems with your prayer language, you still got time to get it straight. Amen? You know, get it straight, because it's nothing like it. That's where your power comes from, and that's what you're going to need in this day and in this time and in this season. Amen? Amen. Amen. We probably will not go any more into the prayer of intercession. I have a lot of notes on it. I will touch on a couple more of the other prayers. And like I said, we do want to pray. We are going to center or focus tonight on the prayer of thanksgiving. And we're going to take like the last 10 minutes and we're going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. I don't want y'all to get, intimidated by these kinds of prayer. Don't worry about that. All you do is pray. Amen. This lesson is just designed to instruct you on when you're praying and you're praying for other people. It's just to help you to identify. This is the prayer of intercession. Anytime you pray for other people, it's the prayer of intercession. Anytime you go before God and you're saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in this particular situation. That's the prayer of dedication, the prayer of consecration. Just for you to know that, you know, because you're gonna go to God no matter what. If you've got a situation or a circumstance, you are going to begin to pray. It's just helping you to be able to put a name on the type of prayer that you're praying. You know, I know Brother Cap said playing what, baseball with football rules or opposite. You know, he says that there are rules that govern each type of prayer. But we don't want to get hung up in that. All we want to do is pray and let the Holy Ghost take care of whatever rule it is that we need to be praying. We have learned not only in this class, but also if you've said under apostle for any length of time, you never pray if it be thy will. You always go to the word of God and you find out for yourself what the will of the Lord is. And then you pray. Amen. Amen. Because as long as your prayer is in line with the word of God. Now, he did say something that was very, very important. He talked about how much word you have. The more words you have, the more effective you're going to be in prayer, because you know from the word what God has already promised you. Amen. And so that's where your confidence comes. My confidence comes because, Lord, you said. You see what I'm saying? And you're just giving back to him what he has already said in his word. You know, every now and then he'll speak something to you. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what he's going to do. Amen. And I tell him. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. Remember, Jesus says, what is that? Is that, somebody help me. Is that in the fourth chapter of Mark where he was tempted? Help me, somebody. Anybody remember? Mark 4:4. Okay, Mark 4. Thank you. Thank you. you know, he says, it is written. It is written. And then he said what? It is spoken. Amen. And so there are going to be times when he's just going to speak to you. And then you just present that back to him. Well, Lord, you said, you know. I'll never forget, my son was real, real young. And my son got sick. And I had to bring my son to the hospital, you know, to the emergency room. It was at night. And I think I must not have been filled with the Spirit very, very long, but I knew how to pray in the Spirit, and I was praying. And I began to sense on the inside of me that, you know, everything is all right. But the doctors were saying, we called in a surgeon, and we did this, and we did that. And I can remember thinking just, I say, well, Lord, what I'm going to tell him? You know, because he was telling me, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. You know, he's going to be able to go home. And I said, but these people, you know, they have called in a surgeon. They think he's got appendicitis. They think he's got this, you know. But I just stuck with what I heard on the inside. And sure enough, they let him go home. Amen. Matthew 4:4. Okay, Matthew 4:4. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, but I mean, and that's what it is. He's going to speak to you, and he's going to tell you, and he's going to give you some instructions and some directions. And then you just let him know, okay, Lord, amen, amen. I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. Amen? Amen. Okay, we touched on the prayer of dedication and consecration. There was one little statement I saw in here. Your author says that you need to sanctify and consecrate your will to the Father every day until you attain the victory. And you see, his will becomes your will. You know, when you're praying this prayer of consecration and dedication, you know, that's what Jesus said. And he gives us the example. I have that written down. Intercession, consecration, and dedication. Matthew 26:39, talking about Jesus, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." Amen. This is Jesus. In the prayer of consecration and dedication, the believer takes the opportunity. Your author talks about repenting and confessing of sins. But then at the end, he says, just sanctify and consecrate your will to the Father every day until you attain the victory. We're going to skip over the prayer of thanksgiving. I'm just touching on these. You got to read them for yourself. Amen. Amen. And we've all heard about the prayer of binding and loosening, right? We've all heard that. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's a prayer. You can actually bind and you can loosen. Your author says, okay, he refers to Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19. He said, in this kind of prayer, the believer uses his authority given by God against the enemy. So the prayer of binding and loosening is the prayer that we use against the enemy. Bind means to prohibit, to declare something to be illegal or improper, to declare something to be illegitimate. Loosen means to be delivered, to open, to allow, to declare something legitimate and legal. So the only thing that's going to be legitimate and legal are the things that come from God. Amen? Anything that is contrary to the will and the word of God, anything that's contrary is illegal. And you have a right as a believer to bind that. Amen? Just remember that. So that's a simple way of looking at it. You have a right to bind that. Then the author goes on, number 8. The prayer of agreement. Again, I say unto you that if two of you, Matthew 18 again, no, the first one was 16, this one's 18. If two of you shall agree on anything, remember that prayer? That statement? And this is where people get their prayer partners. But you need to read this. You need to read this particular section. Because you know, when you're talking about my prayer partner, or you're talking about coming in agreement with somebody, you have to know that y'all are believing the same thing. Y'all thinking the same thing, amen? Because, you know, a lot of times when you believe in something and you call your prayer partner, they hang up and they say, I don't know how she believe in that. I'm telling you, you know, because, I mean, especially now that you have been in the school, you know, Pastor talked about imaginations, and it was, and I was just sitting there just smiling because this morning, on my way to work, this thing about, I mean, this song, To Dream, The Impossible Dream, it just came up in my spirit. Well, when I got to work, you know, I had to get on the computer. Now, I did find it, and I did listen to it, but it was Luther Vandross who was singing it. You know, it wasn't, I forgot who the other guy was, Frank Sinatra or somebody like that. It wasn't that, you know, and I had to listen. And it was like To Dream, The Impossible Dream. You know, it's, you know, things that are impossible with man. You know, and that's what Apostle is teaching us right now. And even man talks about the unbeatable foe, to be willing to march into hell, I think it was hell, for a heavenly cause. He said, this is my quest. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. I can see this. I said, you're telling me something in this. But it's your imagination. Dream big. Amen. Dream big. Amen. All right. So, but again, what we were talking about, you know, these prayer partners. Be prayerful. And he gives us, your author gives us some specifics. This is the prayer where two or more believers stand in agreement before the Lord. The word agreement means to believe and to speak the same thing. Believe and speak the same thing. And he gives very, very specific instructions, you know, about what you're going to be talking to this person about and how you're going to be agreeing. You got to make sure that they're believing and speaking the same thing that you're believing and speaking. And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with them, you know. Nothing's wrong with prayer partners, but make sure. Okay? Amen. Okay. Oh, here it is. What steps should you take to pray the prayer of agreement? Look for someone you can pray with. Agree on what you will be praying for. You know, y'all got to talk about that. Amen. After praying and presenting your petitions to God, you need to confess what you asked for and give thanks continuously. And then give God thanks for the answer. See, you and the prayer partner got to do the same thing. Amen. Amen. 12. Thank you. Now, he did something with the prayer of wisdom and revelation. But that's just the prayer that's written in Ephesians chapter 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us, or me, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And he's talking about that entire prayer. And he says, you know, that's a prayer of wisdom and revelation. Prophetic prayer. I'd never heard of that one either. He says, this kind of prayer is used to declare, confess, and decree through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, his plans, and his purpose. Amen? I can imagine. I can see it. Amen? With the leading of the Holy Spirit, a prophetic prayer is a proclamation and a decree of God's will on the earth. He refers to Romans 8, 14, and 15. And then we get to back down to the prayer of praise and worship. Let's go back to the prayer of thanksgiving. It says, in this kind of prayer, you express your thankfulness to God for everything. Amen. In Psalm 100, we're going to read a couple scriptures. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, Give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Okay? He says, in everything. You know, and people say, you'll hear him say, give thanks for. He didn't say for. He said in, you know, even situations and circumstances that are not favorable. In there, you know. And, you know, I always tell my children, I say, look for something to be thankful for. You know, I don't care how bad it is. Look for something to be thankful for. You know, you hear people say, well, yeah, he lost his arm. And, I hear apostles say that, you know, might have lost the right arm. Say, well, thank God I got the left one, you know. But always find something to be thankful for. And then Ephesians 5 and 20. We're talking about the prayer of thanksgiving. In Ephesians 5 and 20, and it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. All right. We got 9 minutes. We're going to pray. Amen? And we are going to pray the prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to impress that upon you. This is a class on prayer, and we're not just from the book, but we're also want to experience. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I can't thank him for you. I can only thank him for me. I know what he's done for me. Amen? And only you know what he's done for you. And in this prayer of thanksgiving, you don't just thank him for what he has done. You thank him for what he is doing. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. And you thank him for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Giving you honor. Giving you glory. Come on, online students. The prayer of thanksgiving. Alahaya. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are so thankful, Lord God. We are so thankful, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord God. Oh, you're such a good God. You're such a good God. Thank you, Lord. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God as students in this school, Lord God. Thank you for all that we've heard. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we're not the same, Lord God. We're not the same, Lord God. Oh, the Masayene. Oh, the Boboboko Shaha. Eh, Lele Mohoya. Shere Bakanda Bahia. Alolo Mokola Lakanda Begera Mosunda Bahaha. Eh, Ramasi. Oh, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Help us. Oh, glory to God. Help us to give thanks. Oh, La Messiah. Oh, Lola Mohoya. Elele Makanda Rabaki here. Oh, we can't thank you enough, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Rabasi. Oh, Rabasanda Rabakaha. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for teaching us. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Oh, my. We're stronger. Oh, glory to God. We're stronger than we've ever been before, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, the Messiah. Oh, the Bosokonda Rabahaya. Oh, Rebe Sende Rebe Deha. Oh, Lord, 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 Masinge na boko shanda la bahaya. Ololo, ololo, ramasanda la bahaya. Oh, we thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Oh, thank you for your love. Oh, you loved us so much, Lord God, that you gave Jesus for us. Oh, glory. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rama Mama Bahaya. Eleleya, eleleya, all along the Raboko Shandara Bahaha. Ede, 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 ha ha ha. Oh, Ramasandara Bakaha. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the man of God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for our apostle, Lord God. Oh, la 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 moho shandara bakaha. Oh, la 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 moho ya. Elelele moko darabedera moho sandara baha. Thank you for his vision that you gave to him, Lord God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Sada mosaya. Elelele moho sandara bahaya. Oh, la la ya. Oh, la la ya. Here, Lord God. Oh, la 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 ho la hanara baya sindara bakaha. Oh, more me say. Omore mese, omore mese, ha. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, la 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 la. Elelele mahanda rebe here. Oh, la masanda la baha. Oh, la 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 boko shanda la baha ya. Elelele makanda rebe dehe. Elelele boko ndere boko shanda rebe deha ya. Oh, la la hoya. Oh, la la hoya. Oh, la la hoya. Ama mama makashanda rebe dehe. Oh, la masaha ya. Oh, la mama boko shanda la baha ya. Elelele boho ho. Elelele baha shanda rebe dehe. Elelele boko ndere baha. Oh, man, that I'm back higher. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Oh, my, thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory to God. Alalala moho shanda da bahaya. Elelele boko chanda da bahaya. Elelele boho la kanda da bahaya. Thank you for these students, Lord God. Thank you for those who are here, Lord God. Thank you for those, Lord God. Online students, Lord. Thank you for their home. Thank you for their families, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, la, 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 oh, every need is met, Lord God. Oh, glory. Oh, Rabasayende. Oh, Rabasayende. Oh, Rabasayende. Oh, la, 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 Bokosha, Darabahaya. Hey, you're here, Lord God. Hey, you're here, Lord God. Oh, la, 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 Bohoya. Oh, la, 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 Bokosha, Darabahaya. Lord God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, it's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our being. And we are so thankful. So thankful, so thankful, so thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the confidence, hallelujah, that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, ha ha ha, you hear us, Lord God. And if we know that you hear us, we know we have the petition that we've desired of you. And so we say, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Y'all be blessed.